so then, it's time to talk motorbikes here on Highland. This week it was confirmed that Donegal rider Richard Kerr would be stepping up onto a superbike in the British Superbike Championship for the very first time in his career. And before he departs for the action this weekend in Brands Hatch, he joins us in studio. Richard, delighted to have you in.
Thanks for having me, Oisin.
Exciting weekend ahead for you.
Definitely. It's going to be my first taste of a superbike. A lot of years of racing now, and I guess the time has come that I've got an opportunity to fill in for Rory Skinner. For those who don't know, he picked up an injury just over a week ago. He had a leg injury, so that's going to see him out for a few rounds until he's fully recovered. So I'm happy that I got the call to for the possibly the next 2 to 3 rounds of the British Superbike Championship.
Yeah. Obviously, you've had discussions previously with the Cheshire Moulins BMW team and Taz Racing about a possible seat in superbikes after what happened last year when you won the national championship. So those conversations in the close season have obviously led to where you are now, Richard.
Yeah, they did for sure, because like you say, we were in talks, as well as a lot of other riders as well. And Rory, he came straight out of World Championship in 23, so he was obviously the favourite pick from his past experience. But it was it was always said that if there was, I guess, if they ever had an injury, they would give me the shout, and the time has come, So it fell into our time frame very well, because we just came back from the USA last night for me, actually, and we actually have a 9-week break from between rounds 4 and 5, so it's all worked out very well.
Yeah. Just before we continue more, obviously, on what's going to happen this weekend at Brands Hatch and what you hope will happen over the next couple of weekends, you decided to go to America when the superbike ride didn't happen at the end of last year, and as you say, you're 4 rounds done. So how's America been panning out for you? Because it's a totally different series. It's tracks you don't know. Obviously, there's a lot of learning on it, and it would take time for you to bed into the workings of how they do things in America, how the tracks are running, climate, different things like that. So overall, what's the experience been like?
Overall, definitely it's been one of the best experiences of my life. Putting the results aside, obviously I want to go race in the win, but I'm very happy with the results. We've had a best result of a 4th, and we're always pushing that top 6, considering all the tracks I've gone to. We only get a 25-minute free practice before going into qualifying 1, so it's straight away, watching loads of videos before I go there, and then straight out in track, trying to follow someone fast and learn as much as I can. So it's I think we're doing a good job, considering a lot of the riders have a lot of experience, have been testing, and even whenever I raced in the British Championship, we did a lot of tests, and I rode the tracks for 9 seasons. It was the 9th season we won the championship, so it just shows how long it does take to be able to win races and championships. So to be over there, to already have got a 4th place, and as a best result, then we're not far away, and everything's just great, because you're going to every track, everything's unknown, it's a new track, the new part of the world to see. I think we've already been in 10 states, so over the 4 rounds have been away, so it's been a good journey so far.
And a journey that obviously will continue when you're finished with this superbike stint that you're going to have now. You talked about all the testing and the years that you had in Britain and how it benefited you. Obviously, you'll be hoping that the track experience that you've had in Brands Hatch previously and over the next couple of rounds will help you when you're on the superbike. But you are hindered, I suppose, in a way, Richard, that you haven't had any test time on this bike, and you're not actually going to sit on this bike until Friday.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, so I've rode the Honda now. This is my 4th season on the Honda Fireblade, and before that was a Triumph and a KTM. So it's going to be my first time on a BMW machinery. It's a good bike. I have belief in the bike. The team and Rory have been getting real good results this year. They've won a race, and it's Rory's first year in the BMW as well. So they've done a real good job so far. For me, I know Brands Hatch well. Last year I got a 2nd place around it on the stock bike, so it's a track I like. But for the BMW, having no electronics assist, with no traction control, no anti-wheelie, it's something that I've never experienced properly. So and you know, the bike's being, I guess, a bit more rigid and stuff, and different tires also to what I've, you know, tires I've never used before. There's a lot of new things I'm going to be trying, but I'm really very excited for it. It would be nice to, you know, with a short time, it would be nice to get testing in between times, but you know, with racing during the middle of a season, you know, it's not really possible to do that. And but no, we have like all day Friday, and then we've got qualifying before races, so we're just going to get as many laps done as we can and understand the bike. And obviously the main thing for me is to get up to speed as quick as I can and just take it as it comes.
Yeah. How much pressure is there then on your shoulders with that all and play come Friday, when you have a certain amount of time and practice sessions to try and get this right, Richard?
I'm not putting any pressure on myself. Obviously, being a racer, I want to get the best results possible, especially come the final race on Sunday. But the team, you know, they've made it clear that they're not putting any pressure on me. They understand, you know, we're halfway through the season, almost everyone's up to speed. They just want me to, you know, just obviously, of course, they want me to go as fast as we can. We all want the same results, but they understand that it's the first time for a lot of things. So, you know, this first round, we're just going to take it as it comes. And, you know, the BMW, it might gel very well with me, it might not, but I have a good feeling. You know, I know the bike's a good package, and I have belief in the team and the BMW. So I think, you know, once we just understand it, where the limits are and how hard we can push the thing, I think it'll be very good.
Yeah, this is obviously the top tier and British superbikes, and I suppose the levels that are above this now would be the likes of the World Superbikes and obviously MotoGP. So this is at a serious level for you, Richard, and this is something that you dreamed of as a young man, that you wanted to be competing at this level. And it was difficult to try and get a superbike seat over the last couple of years for you, but now it has happened. It has sort of come out of the blue for you, but it's an opportunity that you really, really have to grasp here.
Exactly. You know, this is, you know, my time now to show like what we can do over these next couple of rounds, especially. I mean, you know, for a lot of stock riders, it's difficult to jump to superbike. Hopefully for me, it won't be like that. And so you're right. This could change a lot for down the future, you know, and if the results are good, it'll definitely be, you know, positive, I'm sure.
Okay, well, listen, thanks for coming in, because I know you've got a busy schedule. You're literally home from America, and now you're heading off to England to compete in the superbikes. As we said, a dream of yours. We wish you all the best this weekend.
No, thanks very much, and thank you to everyone at Cheshire Moulders BMW for this opportunity.